Last week, we talked a great deal about PR measurement. During that discussion, I mentioned the tool Coverage Impact that the creators of Coverage Book have created. Right now, because it's in beta, it's a free tool you can use to begin to understand how your efforts translate to outcomes instead of outputs. With a spreadsheet of activities and some analytics information, you can correlate your efforts to an increase in qualified leads, stock price increases, sales, website visitors, and more. And better yet, it automates some of the analysis and reporting for you so you don't have to do the dreaded math or even create visuals from spreadsheets. On this week's SpinSucks podcast episode, I'll talk you through how to use this tool to report on the success of your work, correlate your efforts to the organization's goals, and finally begin to measure outcomes.
If you're a communications pro who works hard, doesn't compromise quality, and gets the job done, welcome home. We'll share our tips, tricks, and stories, and together we will change the face of PR. Spin sucks, but we don't. With the Spin Sucks podcast, here's Jenny Dietrich.
Welcome back to the Spin Sucks podcast. I'm Jenny Dietrich. So, Coverage Impact. First, let me say I get nothing from them for talking you through this. I'm simply super impressed with its potential, and I want to tell the world about it. I also created a tutorial for the PESA model certification, and as I was building it, I thought, I should repurpose this content. Duh. They described their work as follows. Visualize how your PR coverage affects real-world outcomes. Turn your tracker spreadsheet into a coverage over time graph in a flash. Layer on data like sales, web traffic, or search trends, and connect PR activity to organizational goals. Sounds pretty amazing, doesn't it? One of the biggest challenges in the PR industry is that we tend to measure outputs versus outcomes, tactics instead of goals. But this tool claims to take one of your tactics, media relations or media placements, and correlate those efforts with something the organization cares about, such as sales, stock price, search trends, donations, website, visitors, and more. Let's see if it delivers. First, I download a CSV file containing a year's worth of data. You can do a month, a quarter, a week, however much you want. It just needs to have some data. I'll use it to analyze all of the media placements we received in 2023 for one client. The file should include the date and the link. It can contain more, but it needs at least those two things. I upload that CSV file to the Coverage Impact software. Next, I upload a second CSV file with data based on the organization's goals. For this example, I'm going to use website traffic. So if I go into Google Analytics, I can export a file of all website visitors for this client by day in 2023. Once both of those files are uploaded, the software does its job. You don't have to work in spreadsheets or create your own charts and graphs. It does it in seconds. It outputs a graphic showing two things, a coverage timeline for all of 2023, and in this case, it overlays the website traffic for the same time period. I will ideally see an increase in website visitors on the day of and the few days following a media placement or placements. That way, I can correlate our media relations efforts to more people coming to the website. For this particular client, I know that more website visitors result in more qualified leads, which results in more sales. When you watch the video, which I have embedded into the show notes on Spin Sucks, you'll be able to see that there was indeed a spike in traffic on days that we had stories run. But something else cool happened. While traffic returned to normal a day or two after a story ran for the first half of the year, it spiked in the second half with more placed stories and maintained that spike and then some for the rest of the year. Kind of cool. The story tells itself when you show that to your client or executive team. Now imagine if you overlay sales or stock price or donations. Suddenly, the correlation between your media relations efforts and what really matters to a CEO is clear. Finally, it also gives you a really good reason to ask for that data. You can do it by day, week, quarter, month, year, however you want, making it easy to demonstrate success. Right now, it only does this for placements, but I'm working with them to figure out how to include paid, shared, and owned media too. Make sure you do drop by SpinSucks and watch the video tutorial I created so you can visualize it and see it in action. That way, you can also see the end result and determine how it will benefit you. In just a minute, I'll be back to discuss advanced data interpretation and how you can use what Coverage Impact provides to gain even more respect among your peers. I'll be right back. There are two things I want you to know about. The first is the Fundamentals of Media Measurement course that we just launched with Muckrack, and the second is the PESEL Model Certification. Both will help you evolve your career this year as you learn how to measure your work using the PESEL model to get you there. The Fundamentals of Media Measurement course can teach you how to measure your earned media efforts, create a successful measurement strategy, and report on your success. It will take you about 2 hours, but it has quick, bite-sized lessons you can take when convenient. It has actionable tips, step-by-step approaches, and examples from Jonna Burke, Christopher Penn, and me. Go to mrack.co/spinsucks to learn more, get registered, and start your measurement journey today. That's mrack.co/spinsucks. Please be sure to use that link because I get a gold star every time someone registers, and I love gold stars. And for those of you who need to evolve your career, learn how to integrate the work you do with marketing and amp up your measurement efforts, the PESEL Model Certification is for you. Step up your game with an academically accredited PESEL Model Certification from SpinSucks and the S.I. Newhouse School of Public Communications at Syracuse University. Learn more about that by going to spinsucks.com/academy, or you can go to spinsucks.com and click on Academy in the navigation. And now, back to the show. Welcome back. We've discussed using Coverage Impact to correlate your media relations efforts to an organization's goals. Now I'd like to go through advanced data interpretation and how you can use what Coverage Impact provides to gain even more respect. While this tool is not the end-all be-all, it does mark the beginning of a pivotal shift from measuring outputs to measuring outcomes. Now your job moves beyond observing the correlation between media placements and the organization's goals. What you should work on next is how to dissect these data points to uncover deeper insights that can drive strategic adjustments. For instance, analyzing the coverage timeline alongside website traffic will reveal that certain types of media placements, feature stories, interviews, trade articles, or product reviews, have a more significant effect on driving traffic or conversions. This nuanced understanding will enable you to refine your pitching strategies and focus your efforts on securing the types of coverage that align most closely with the goals. Then, you can look for patterns in how different content types influence outcomes and tailor your own media efforts to combine with the earned media efforts. While this level of analysis requires a keen eye for detail and a willingness to delve into the data, in this case, AI can help you out. So if I upload the media coverage and Google Analytics CSV files that I used in Coverage Impact and the graphic that I downloaded from there to ChatGPT or Gemini or Copilot or whatever you prefer, I can ask it to do a correlation analysis. By doing this, it tells me that there is a strong positive correlation between website visitors and coverage presence. We knew that, right? It also gives me a percent, so it tells me that the correlation coefficient is approximately 0.894, which indicates, just Google what that indicates, but it indicates a very strong relationship. Now we can prove our hypothesis correct. Media coverage does positively affect website traffic. I can also ask AI to provide qualitative insights and determine the longer-term effect as we increase website traffic with media coverage. The best part is that if you can access sales or conversion data, you can begin to correlate your efforts to the almighty dollar. And once you do that, the "what have you done for me lately" conversation disappears. Harnessing the full potential of tools like Coverage Impact propels PR into a strategic role that directly correlates with achieving business objectives. This advancement will enable us to make data-driven decisions before launching a campaign. Imagine the advantage of predicting how a specific story placement could influence market perception or consumer behavior weeks or even months in advance. Now put that on steroids as we begin to integrate the other media types to provide a full look at all facets of the PESEL model. This integration will enhance our measurement capabilities and provide a clear picture of how our work affects the organization's growth. It's about building a cohesive narrative across all channels that amplifies our message and drives measurable outcomes. This evolution will also open the door to more sophisticated stakeholder engagement strategies where we tailor our communications to address their specific interests and needs, resulting in higher loyalty and trust. The journey toward advanced PR measurement is an ongoing process, and it requires curiosity, innovation, and a willingness to embrace these new technologies. Our role is to continuously explore these tools, adapt our strategies, understand how this all works so that we can make decisions and contribute to the conversation around measurement. By doing so, we not only prove the value of our work, but also drive forward the success of our organizations. Before I go, I would love it if you would leave a review, especially if you've liked what you've heard. And if you'd like to learn more about how to use Coverage Impact and AI to measure your media relations efforts, and eventually more than that, I hope, and you're not already part of the SpinSucks community, get your butt over there. You can find us at spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. That's spinsucks.com/spin-sucks-community. It's a community full of crazy smart professionals. It's free, it's fun, it's smart, and you might just learn a thing or two from your peers. I'll see you next week.
If you're ready to change the face of PR, make sure you subscribe to the Spin Sucks podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, leave us a rating and a review.